with author, speaker, caregiver, advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me today, I have Ed on the boards. How you doing, Ed?
Well, tell you the truth, Linda, I'm over this, to tell you the truth.
You're over what?
I'm over the green and yellow cars.
Yeah, no more pollen,
I'm
please.
I'm tired of it. I really am. I can't see. Everything's a blur because of allergies. You know, the oak trees are blooming.
Well, it was kind of weird. I was walking my dog this morning, and where I live, people park their cars under carports. And this car must have been there for a month because it was totally green. Like, you couldn't see the windows, you couldn't see anything.
I mean, at least the rain every other day lately has been helping a little bit, but I just looked at the forecast and I don't see any rain in the next 10 days, which is...
Damn.
Now,
it's tough living in Florida.
And all the seedlings are on the ground.
Yeah.
And then the wind, it just stirs it up and then it's just everywhere.
I don't know. Yeah. Life is tough. And unfortunately, my best friend and my co-host and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley, is not with me today. She has a dear friend who has just had a serious diagnosis, and she's being a caregiver. So we miss you, Lynn, and we can't wait to come back, and all our thoughts and prayers are for your friend. So I have to tell you something exciting today. So I spoke to you probably, I don't know, a month or so ago about a story. There was a gentleman who has cognitive impairment, and he told his wife he was going to the store, and he left, and he went to the store, and they live in a rural area, and he ended up locking his wallet, his keys, and his phone in the car.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's out there, and he's like kicking the tire wheel.
Yeah.
And almost crying. And this young boy on his bicycle came up to him and said, "Oh, what's the matter?" And he told him. So the boy said, "Here's my phone. Call your wife and then she can come and get you." And the man said, "We only have one car."
Yeah.
And the boy said, "Here's my phone. Call your wife and I'll go get the keys and bring them back to you." And the man said, "I live over 5 miles away from here." And the boy said, "It don't matter, I need the exercise." And he went 5 miles on his bicycle and picked up the keys and brought them back to the man. And, he was like so overwhelmed and so proud and everything. And the boy said, "I just would want somebody to help my grandpa." Well, this past week, the man's brother passed away, and he was single, and he had a car, and they gave it to the boy. And he doesn't even have his driver's license for like another year. But now he was gifted a car because of the nice thing he did.
Aww.
Doesn't that... I love that.
Yeah.
I love it, because I tell this That's to my special. Grandchildren and everything. What goes around comes around.
Yes.
If you do something nice or you help somebody, it's going to come back to you, not on the day you expect it.
Yeah.
And if you do something not so nice to somebody, it may come back to you, not on the day you expect it. So, bottom line, do nice things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Becky Moultrie's in the house.
Hello.
How are you?
I am awesome.
I'm so glad you're here today. And my friend Maria Kahlberg from Home Instead is here today. It's kind of like old home week in a way.
It is. I love it.
In a way. So I'm so excited that you're here today.
Thank you.
So many of my listeners probably already know Becky.
Got it. Thanks.
How's your volume?
Perfect.
Good?
Okay. I'm great.
So many of our listeners probably know Becky because Becky has hosted for this show when I was out of town and been on the show a bunch of times. Becky used to own a company called Assisting Hands, a home healthcare company. And that's why we'll have some more conversation with Maria, because they're also connected because we all work together in this
community. Yeah. It's a community. We work together.
But now Becky has had a new career path.
I do.
And I want to hear all about it. I listened to your interview on Spirit FM the other day.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was absolutely awesome. And I knew nothing about St. Gianna.
Okay.
So if you can tell our listeners about the whole St. Gianna thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Well, after I sold my Assisting Hands Home Care Agency, I needed something to do.
Yeah.
And God called me to the other spectrum of life, and I had an opportunity to become the executive director at the St. Gianna Center for Women's Health and Fertility Care. And people asked me, who was St. Gianna?
Yeah.
St. Gianna was an Italian physician and mother in the 20th century in Italy. And she was an amazing woman. She was a pediatrician, a family doctor, and had a family. And kind of living just a great life. She loved nature. She loved outdoors. She loved her children. She loved her pediatric patients. She was very well known in her town. You know, on her way home, she would stop at somebody's house to check in on their kids to see how they were doing. Just a great lady.
What they did in the day.
I know. That was just part of who she was and what she did. Well, she was pregnant with her fourth child, and very early in the pregnancy, they determined that there were some complications, and there was a tumor growing in her uterus, and she was about 2 months pregnant, and they said to her, Gianna, you need to abort the baby, and we need to go in and take the tumor out, and we need to take care of this. And as a physician, she knew the danger of that, and she knew she didn't want to kill that child. She didn't want to end that baby's life. And so she talked with her physicians, and they determined that they could take the tumor out and see if she could maintain the pregnancy. She did. She carried the baby to full term. But she also knew, as a physician, that something wasn't quite right.
It was risky.
It was really risky. She knew her life was on the line. And so she said to her husband, Pietro, before she left to go to the hospital to deliver Emanuela Gianna, she said, you know, if something happens, save the baby. Save mm-hmm. the baby. And even though, you know, she had three other children,
yeah.
and people are like, well, you know, what about the good of the
You're
other
right.
three children? This amazing mom knew that life of that baby in her womb was so important. So she delivered Gianna and Emanuela. And 3 days later, she developed a septic infection. And at that time in the 1950s, antibiotics weren't as prevalent.
Yeah.
And she unfortunately died a very excruciating, painful death.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But she did it for that baby, for that
yeah.
child. And people in her town came out afterwards and they're like, wow, what a woman. She was such a inspiration to the moms and to the families, and she wanted her home to be a cenacle for Jesus. She wanted her home to be a place where her children knew love
mm-hmm.
and knew that each of them were wanted.
Yeah.
And
including that last baby.
Including that very precious last baby. So the amazing thing is that her children and husband were able to be at her canonization. When she was declared a saint in the Catholic Church.
Oh, that's very cool.
Her daughter is still alive today. That amazing, miraculous fourth baby is still alive today. And she goes around the world and talks about the saintliness of her mother. And now she's trying to work towards the canonization of her father as well.
Whoa!
Nice.
So our center, St. Gianna Center, was named after
okay.
St. Gianna by our two founders, Dr. Deborah Gramlich and RN Diane Hale, and they look to St. Gianna as a role model for women of the sacrifices that we make for our children and for our
mm-hmm.
families, and for many of us that are working in healthcare, the sacrifices we make for our patients, for our clients, those mm-hmm. that we serve, because it's all about love.
Right. Those that we love, those that we care about.
Exactly. And, you know,
and you do everything with love. That's your motto.
That's why I do good with love.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited at St. Gianna's. We help couples, we help women who are trying to naturally either avoid or achieve pregnancy. So.
In the day, the
yes.
rhythm method?
Yeah, so that's what, you know.
I remember my mother telling me about that.
Yeah, the old calendar
rhythm
method.
So is that similar to this whole thing?
Not at all.
Okay, so
not
tell
at
me.
All. So
explain.
You know, the old calendar rhythm method. We all remember.
Because it didn't work so much.
It didn't work so much because you know the old calendar rhythm method. We said that on the 14th day, that's when you're going to ovulate.
Okay.
And so, that's if you want to avoid a pregnancy, don't
hang out.
Hang out. Yeah. Don't do that. You know, between days 13 and 15, and you'll be fine. Well, here's the truth. Not every woman has a perfect 28-day cycle.
Yes, every woman is different.
That's correct. There is no perfect Cinderella 28-day cycle. Every woman's cycle is different. And every woman, during some point in her life, her cycle is going to vary because of stress, because of things going on in her life. Your body that you had when you were 18 years old is different when you're 30 years old and is different when you're 48 years old when you're going through perimenopause.
Right.
So what happened is back in the 70s, Dr. Thomas Hilgers saw the need for the call to give women a natural option to understand their fertility. He was a physician.
Because there's a lot of really bad stuff about birth control.
Right, and at that time, birth control was all the rage, and this is going to free women, and this is going to...
Yeah, burn your bra, take birth control.
Yeah, because this is going to give you the freedom that you've always wanted. Well, it didn't. It chained women down, and it really messed up their bodies. And we're seeing a lot of breast cancer, and uterine cancer, and cervical cancer, and all kinds of bad things.
Because everything is not solved with a pill.
Exactly. So, you know, so anyways, Dr. Hilgers, in his wisdom, he heard the call of Pope Paul VI in Humanae Vitae, came out with an encyclical, a church teaching. And the Catholic Church was the only one that had held out at that time. Every other church had said...
Catholics are a little stubborn sometimes.
Yeah, a little stubborn.
It's okay. It's for
a reason. But, you know, 2,000 years of teaching, you know, there's got to be something to it there. So 2,000 years of truth doesn't change.
Right.
And so he came out with Humanae Vitae and called upon men of science to determine methods for families to regulate their births, to regulate how many children they have. Because he said, and not like everybody thinks, oh, that man in Rome, you know, he's going to tell you how many children you should have. That is not the truth. The truth is that every family needs to prayerfully talk amongst themselves.
Right.
Husband and wife talk about
how
many children do we want and can we have?
Can we afford?
Emotionally.
Emotionally, exactly.
Absolutely. So, and he wanted a natural way for families to be able to procreate and to regulate their family. And so out of that came a lot of natural family planning options. And one of those was the Creighton model that was developed by Dr. Thomas Hilgers and the St. Paul VI Institute out of Omaha, Nebraska. And it's very scientifically, medically based. It uses...
For each person?
Absolutely. Because each woman's different.
Right.
So we look at the woman's natural biomarkers, and
So you take a blood test? Or
no. This is actually a woman's cervical mucus.
Okay.
So...
You swab.
You wipe. Every time you go to the bathroom, every time you take a shower, before and after, you wipe, you look for cervical mucus. We use an acronym called SOFT. You're looking for sensation, observation, and finger test.
Okay.
So when a woman is fertile, her mucus will be clear, stretchy, or lubricative. And we teach women how to track and how to look for those biomarkers and determine times of infertility or fertility. And the beautiful thing with this method is you can use it if you're trying to avoid pregnancy right now, or
right,
if you have a couple
time.
Or you have a couple that's wanting to have a baby and it's time for us to have a baby, or you're looking at couples that have infertility. What Dr. Hilgers learned is there are so many biomarkers that he started seeing in women because he combined this with doing some blood testing and saw where's the natural rise of your estrogen.
Right.
And then when the estrogen falls off and the progesterone comes on, and the progesterone causes the estrogen to go down, and all those natural things happen in a woman's body, well, he started to see the anomalies that were happening of where that isn't regulating properly.
Mm-hmm.
and developed a whole women's health science called Napro Technology.
Yeah, because we know so much more now than we did before.
We do. And now we have sonograms and ultrasounds that we can also match up. So he built a world-class research center in Omaha where they do the blood work to match up. They do the ultrasounds to match up. And he has scientifically proven that this method works. So now we're taking couples that are having infertility issues because they were on the pill or just because of
different
environmental issues or genetic issues. Yeah. And instead of saying to a couple, you know what, you just can't have a baby, let's figure out why they can't have a baby. Let's figure out what's the root cause and let's see if we can
do something about it.
So that's what we do at St. Gianna's.
And if we can't do something about it, there are other options, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, I want to start here for a second. So I'm a young woman, 25 years old.
Sure.
Married to my husband for a year or whatever. And we want to start planning on having a baby. We don't want it tomorrow, but we don't want to use birth control. I don't want to take the pill. I don't want an IUD. I don't want any of that stuff. So do I come and meet with you and do I get an education? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, so it's actually a multi-step process. We do an introductory session where we kind of do a basic anatomy and physiology and let's understand you. And we're going to teach you the language of your body.
Yeah, and you should know that.
You should. I mean, there are things we have.
A little bit.
You should.
I'm going to grow a baby in me.
Well, you know, we have women that are like, okay, they're spending hundreds of dollars at the grocery store on organic food, yet they're putting a pill into their body.
Yeah.
Or a piece of copper IUD into their body that just leaches chemicals.
Right.
So, so it starts with an introductory session. And over the course of the next 2 months, we're going to meet every 2 weeks. And we're going to look at your chart individually.
Okay.
And we're going to teach you the vaginal discharge recording system, which is basically our shorthand for how we record the mucus discharge.
Okay.
And over the course, every 2 weeks, we're going to meet, and then we go to once a month, and then we go to every 3 months, then we go to 6 months. And then you'll know by the end of 1 year and 8 follow-up sessions, you will know your body, you will know your cycling. And if there
But you may get pregnant in between that process,
you
right?
You very, very well may. Our chance of couples that are of natural fertility, 80% of them will be pregnant in the first
That's
6 months.
Huge.
Yeah.
I know. I did in vitro fertilization at one time, and I know how heartbreaking it is for
it
some
is.
Women.
In vitro's success rate is around 4%.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe me,
and
I know.
That's it's devastating, and it's incredibly expensive.
Oh my God! Sold my Mazda RX-7. It was.
Yeah.
Got a dog instead.
Yeah, and we're not expensive. It's less than $1,000 to have a year of consultation with a fertility care practitioner. These are women that have gone through an allied health program. It's a 13-month training program to become a fertility care practitioner. And then we have doctors that if we see
something... Yes, I want to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So for those couples that we're seeing signs of the charting's off, it doesn't look right. If a woman has painful periods, if she's having irregular periods, your period's not supposed to be painful. The only thing about your pain period you should have to do is protect your clothing. Other than that, it should be business as usual. You should be able to go to work.
Right.
You should be able to do what you need to do. So when we see those biomarkers or we hear from those women that they can't get through day to day, month to month, we have Creighton medical consultants, and we have some here in our area that will meet with these women. They know how to read that chart and very quickly can see the ups and downs, and then they can determine, okay, on this day of the month, when you're peak plus three next month, on peak plus three, plus five, and plus seven, I want you to go get blood work done. And then they can see, where is your progesterone?
Your
where
levels,
is your estrogen?
Yeah.
They can also, we have a clinic called Life Choices up in Lutz, and they can do the ultrasounds there.
You know what it is? And someone is holding my hand.
Mm-hmm.
because it's a big deal deciding to bring a life into this world.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a huge responsibility.
And a lot of maybe mothers of these young women don't have the advice to give them, or don't know, and don't know the difference, or don't even know that this is available. That's what I never knew this was available until Becky went there and you told me about it.
Yeah, so it's a hidden jewel. It's
so where can our listeners find you?
They can find us online at stgiannacenter.com. That's stgiannacenter.com.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're here today.
Thank you for having me.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So we'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So, Becky, while we were talking on break, you experienced this yourself, so let's just say one more thing about that, because I think it's interesting for our listeners to hear that.
Yeah, so my entrance into working with St. Gianna's didn't just start last year in 2023. I had started using the Creighton model back in the year 2000. For the first 7 years of our marriage, we had used the pill to avoid children, and realized after somebody told me, hey, have you ever read the product insert in your birth control pill? And I did, and I was shocked that it's an abortifacient at times. And some of the, you know, blood clots and cancer and so many risks there. So we found
infertility.
And absolutely. I mean, it does what it's supposed to do. It shuts down fertility. So we found the Creighton method, and within my second cycle of charting, we saw that I had low progesterone, and we actually got pregnant that cycle. We used a day of fertility and got pregnant, and it was through the use of progesterone that I carried my baby, though it was difficult at that time because we didn't have a lot of Creighton doctors in the area. So You know, my doctor was very averse to it. And but now we do have some amazing doctors in the area.
But through that method, you have four beautiful children.
I do. And I had to be on progesterone. I experienced horrible postpartum depression. I remember after my third child, my husband had taken the other two kids out, and I was left at home with Annie. And it was like, oh, okay, everything will be fine. I had such horrible depression. I remember sitting on the couch. I put Annie in the crib, and I had walked away, and I sat on the couch, and I just cried.
Yeah.
Because my
hormones were... I don't know what to do.
I didn't, and I called up my husband. I said, you better come back to this house right away. We called Deb Gramlich, Dr. Gramlich, who helped start St. Gianna's, and she's like, you need a shot of progesterone. David got me a shot of progesterone. Within a half an hour,
you were a new woman.
I felt better.
Yeah.
We call it vitamin P in our house. and it's absolutely amazing. It is a natural hormone women need.
Right.
And Creighton allows us to naturally chart that.
Great. Learning something new every day.
It's pretty awesome.
So my two friends here know each other.
Yeah.
Because Marie is also in the home healthcare industry, and one thing I always say is I am so glad to be in this Tampa Bay area. We have professionals that want to work together.
Absolutely.
Like I tell you, if you have a question, ask me. If I don't know, I know somebody that has the answer, and we'll find out. And we all work really well together.
Absolutely.
So welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Linda. So good to see you again, Becky. It's been a while.
So, can you explain to our listeners who don't know yet, what is home health?
Well, home health sounds pretty close to what it's supposed to be. We come into the home, and we provide care while you're in your own home.
Because nobody wants to leave their home.
Right, nobody wants to leave their home. But also, it's wherever you call home. So some people have to. And loved ones who in Florida may not be living nearby because mom and dad decided to snowbird years ago and then decided to retire here, but never discussed any
future
plans of how things were going to be, you know, later on when there were no families around and so forth. And now we say it's wherever you call home. Independent living, assisted living facilities, even nursing facilities. We've had people say, you know, they're just so inundated with so many people. How is the staff able to manage my mom or dad or my loved one properly?
Maybe I just want a second set of eyes.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and that might be some of the case. Some situations might need that. But for the most part, it's basically they don't want them to be left in a bed all by themselves all day long without anybody else checking it on them. And it can, you know, they're doing rounds of 30 people to one person on the floor trying to manage all of that. That's, you know, changing and continence care and
everything.
So forth. Well, we can do all of that in the home and
or privately. In the community.
Yeah, or in the community. Nursing facilities are different because they require you to be a CNA.
Yeah.
But you can sit with them and you can go get help when there is a need for attention.
And
to
you
that
can
individual.
Contact their family and just
Absolutely.
Let them know what's going on. I think that's the biggest part of all.
Yeah, I think that one thing that people forget is that yes, they are in the. They're there to help the individual, but it's not just about their incontinence care and their bathing assistance, or even ambulation assistance and utilizing the right assisted devices, which are your walkers, wheelchairs, Hoyer lifts, hospital beds, and so forth. And pretty much everything can be delivered in the home. By the way, it's not just in a facility. So, but it's also about the spiritual aspect of it, to be there for somebody who really just wants to be
lonely.
Yeah, who wants to connect in a way that is a little bit deeper, a little bit more meaningful, who are very lonely. They need the companionship. They need somebody that can pick up groceries or run an errand and get the pills for them because they're no longer driving or they, you know, Or just somebody to give the caregiver a break. Yep, exactly. There's the respite aspect.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. People don't know what respite is. Respite means somebody comes in, and you can leave if you're the caregiver,
right,
the 24/7 caregiver for that individual who has to be there all the time. They can't, even if they're stopped, they're not really stopped. They have, their brain is still working and functioning. How's mom and dad doing? Had somebody tell me the other day that, you know, I go to the store and I'm down one aisle and she calls me and says she needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because she has,
yep,
this fixation. So it's that's the type of thing.
And then you feel terrible, and then you feel guilty. Let me run out of the store and not buy my stuff. And
there are exactly. And then you have to leave, and because you don't want her to struggle or try to attempt to get out of bed, especially if she needs somebody to watch her, and be by her side when she does that.
Well, you know what? We were just talking about it at the support group recently, and this morning. And one of my caregivers finally said, you know, she thought she could do it all. I'm the only one. I'm the best. Da, da, da. Well, she now has a person that comes in 3 days a week for 3 hours, three or four hours. And she's like, my life has changed. Mm-hmm. I am nicer to my loved one. I am nicer to myself. Because I can't tell you how many times caregivers are like gritting their teeth going, I'm doing it.
We say you can be that mom or that sister or that wife or daughter or son or nephew, right, or whatever you're supposed to be.
Because your loved one doesn't say, I want to age and I want you to be my nurse.
Yeah, no, that's not typically the case at all. They have these roles that they play in the family, and it's expected that that's how it's going to be. But when it comes to caregiving, it's a job.
Yeah.
It is a job, and it probably, you know, you can do it some of the time, but nobody can work 24/7.
No.
Yeah, do you know how many hours that is in a week? 168.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time.
That it
yes,
is.
That
it's 168
is a lot.
Hours.
40 hours a week is a full-time job, and most people work, 50 hours a week,
yep,
sometimes 60. You're asking somebody to work 168 hours a week.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's
Becky,
not right,
that clients, there are times that they're staying up all night long, or they're up every 10, 15 minutes.
Because they just get wrapped into it, and they don't know what the heck to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, unfortunately, it waits till it gets to a crisis.
Yeah.
You know, either now I'm, as the caregiver, I'm having some issues, or I just can't take care of anything anymore.
Right.
So I think one of the most important things I want to say to all of you out there is have these conversations before there's an issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter knows if something ever happens to me one day, you're just going to call up and my friends will send in the people. You know, and that's
right,
a big deal.
Yeah.
And you got to find those people you know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing, is that we have agencies like Holmanstead that have been in, I mean, how many years have you opened a business?
Since 2001, Julie Castle has owned Holmanstead here in Pinellas County.
That's amazing.
It's three franchise offices. So she actually owns, and they're all, so she decided to take the full three for Pinellas County.
Oh, Pinellas, yeah.
Because it's too hard to divide up Pinellas County.
Yeah.
So we're able to provide a larger pool of caregivers for the one county instead of trying to do the division of it. And it's independently owned and operated franchise offices. Mm-hmm. And Omaha, Nebraska must be the hub, because that's exactly where Homestead started,
right,
from.
And these these are people that are background checked. They
yep.
are screened. They're trained.
Yes.
Trained.
They understand.
Trained.
So.
That's so important. They understand what you're going through,
yep.
and they know how to do it the right and the safe way.
Right.
Well, and that's why you want to find a reputable company, because there are some companies that are like, okay, I need a Marriott, Mr. So-and-so's house at 10 a.m., and they'll hire somebody that just walked in off the street.
That is so true. And believe it or not, a lot of times when we get somebody in, because I used to do like I said, I wear many hats.
You've done it all.
And that goes as well for just about everybody on staff at Homestead. We all kind of know multiple things and multiple jobs, and that helps us become better staff.
Team.
To serve the community. But what's great is that we tell people that you need to know that training is important. When people come into us who have worked at other home health agencies, mm-hmm. and they tell us, I didn't do well there because they didn't offer me training. They didn't help. They didn't hold my hand. And that is so very important. We need to we want to be able to help our clients, but we want to also make sure that the caregivers are tooled.
You have no business without the caregivers.
Exactly.
The caregivers are your backbone, and the caregivers, they're caregivers because they care.
Yep.
Well, give them some education,
right?
So they can still care and do their job in a better way,
right? Mm-hmm. It's a mm-hmm. career for them,
right?
Yes,
and
right.
many of these professional paid caregivers are that they are professional, mm-hmm. and they have gone through training, and you're vetting through those that are the best to be out, and it can be that one caregiver isn't as well suited for X role
Mr.
or
Jones.
B role. Right. So you know your caregivers,
right?
And you know who's going to match well with this type of personality and the skill need.
Yes, and that only happens really with home health agencies that are doing the vetting, that are interviewing, that these caregivers are training, and the caregivers are actually the employees.
Yes.
Right.
So important.
So it's up to the individual who's looking for services for a loved one, but that's some of the things that they have to realize. What kind of questions do they need to ask
exactly.
an agency when
exactly.
they're calling around and trying to figure out, what
right.
will
Are
work?
You licensed, insured, and bonded?
Right.
You know, have you done background checks? Do you do training? And what happens if Mary's supposed to come to my house at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and she doesn't come, what do I do now?
You call our after hours.
Yeah.
We have an after hours.
The phones are answered 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Yes. That's not, with a lot of places, it's not that.
No, but you need that. You want to make sure that you're hiring an agency where the caregivers are employees. They're not 1099 contractors.
Exactly. They're not contractors. So that's the one thing. And there are, and like you said, licensed, insured, and bonded. You can license, insure, and bond a company that hires 1099 contractors. It doesn't necessarily mean they're licensed, insuring, and bonding
right.
those contractors. So it's the staff. It's like us, you know, so me working in the office. We're also licensed, insured, and bonded. However, as employees of Home Instead, the caregivers are too. And that's extra security for the family. Now, unless you have a lot of money and you don't mind spending money on your own bills and so forth, and then by all means, get the independent
yeah.
contractor. A lot of cases, though, too, those independent contractors normally will come underneath skilled care. We're not skilled care. So that's what I want to make sure that's clear.
What happens if that independent contractor falls in my house?
Now, if that independent contractor falls in your house, then you pay for it.
Yeah. And I've heard of families that have gone through that.
Right, right.
I have it's very expensive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, as an employee, you're covered. If that individual falls in your house, they're covered under workers' comp.
Right.
So that's the reason why that if you're okay, if you got a lot of money and you're just like Daddy Warbucks, then go ahead.
But realize too.
Yes, exactly.
Realize if especially if you're an out of town caregiver, you need to come in and you need to meet with mom and dad. You need to sit and find out what's going on. You need to find an agency. You need to do a background check on them. You need to talk to your neighbors because they're going to tell you, oh, this company is fabulous. I had this company and nobody showed up.
Right. Exactly. And that is a big difference. And being responsive to the needs of the loved ones who are trying to take care of someone that is a distance
mm-hmm.
relative, not distance as far as
right.
in relation, but distance as far as in miles away.
Yeah.
And that means that they are there for only a small period of time. You know, Florida, we get people from all over the place, out of the country, that are here just for a small period of time that need help now, because they see the struggles and they see the decline. Holiday times, and Becky can vouch for this, every Christmas and Thanksgiving and Christmas, after everybody leaves for the holidays, the first thing
the
they do, they start ringing the phones and saying,
"It's so busy."
Yeah, no. We can't have mom and dad doing the cooking anymore.
Well, right? You know what? That's why
they're not doing what they're supposed to.
I want you to go visit your loved one when it's not Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to tell them that you're coming.
Yeah.
And I want you to spend a week, because first of all, if you tell them that they're coming, oh, they'll spruce up stuff because nobody wants
to lose.
They look
good for about 3 days.
Yes.
They look really good 3 days.
Right.
Fourth day is right. When the cracks start to show.
Yeah. And talk to the neighbors, because then if you're a long-distance caregiver, the neighbors know mostly about what's going on. And I can remember one of my caregivers, she said, "Okay, Linda," and she came down to visit her mom, and she went over and talked to one of the neighbors, and the neighbor says, "Oh, we were so upset when the ambulance came last week and took your mother away," and the mother never told her.
Oh, boy.
So, because none of us want to lose our independence. Please, I get it.
No, and that's the beautiful thing with home care is when you bring somebody in to help just a little bit, you create an immense amount of independence, because now mom and dad can stay at home because they have somebody coming in and helping with the laundry, and somebody's running to the grocery store and picking up those heavy bottles of water and bringing the heavy detergent bottle in, and they're changing, put a sheet on lately.
I always say to my caregivers, you may think you're the bomb caregiver. Nobody can do it like you. You know your loved one more than ever as you're gritting your teeth.
Right. And that's right.
As you are gritting your teeth.
Yes.
And then once you decide to make a decision, your whole caregiving experience can change.
Right.
Right. Because for one thing is,
I need to take care of me so I can take care of you.
Yeah, but the other thing is that they don't realize, too, that mom, dad, whomever they're taking care of, husband, wife, child even, because we have those, too.
Exactly.
That if they're taking care of them and they're not getting the right kind of attention as a mom should give, or a dad, or a loved one, whatever loved one you are identified as, then they're not getting the best of you. But a professional that comes in, all of a sudden, they'll do things that they won't do for you, or they just stop doing for you because they've been able to get away with it a little bit.
Yep.
So you really start to learn, oh, they're more capable than you thought. And it's like, oh, okay, I see now.
It's good to have an outsider in there.
It is. Yeah. It's quite helpful.
It gives a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about more of the training that you guys do, because I think that's huge.
So it really depends on the individual, but it can go into 2 and sometimes 3 weeks. It just depends on the person and their comfort level, too. You have to take the HHA test, which is a home health aid testing requirement, and pretty much any home health agency that's an employer will have to do that with their caregivers. There's other requirements like Alzheimer's and dementia and HIV or infectious disease now, I think is what they're going with, that they have to go through all these trainings.
And that test isn't just, it's a written test, but it's also a skills test.
Yes, it is. So we actually have a state-of-the-art training center, and it's a mini apartment, and we go through all the skills with our caregivers. We have a nurse educator, she's an LPN, and we have we have a CPR training within the
office. That's so important.
We also do the level 2 background screening, fingerprinting within our
office.
Right
there. That's a big deal.
So everything happens quickly. We're constantly hiring people every week.
Well,
so
you know
every week there's new people going
out.
We
have seniors everywhere in Pinellas County. There's plenty of business for all of us.
Exactly. So the training is pretty extensive with Home Instead. And it's not just limited to our staff. We're willing to have the public call us up if they have equipment inside the home and they don't know how to use it.
Oh, wow.
They can call us and yeah. we will bring them in, schedule a time for them to come in and meet with somebody that can do the training with them.
Yeah.
So that they know what to do.
Is the equipment if you can't use it?
So they may not be ready for us right now.
Right.
But all of a sudden,
you're there for them.
They've got all this equipment yep. in their home, a hospital bed, a yep. Hoyer lift. Who knows how to do a Hoyer lift without training?
Yep. So where can all listeners find you?
Okay. So they can find me by contacting our office, 727-799-1400. And
your website?
It's www.homeinstead. You can just look
up
Homeinstead.
I'll put it in the show.
Yes. And it's and then it goes right into our call center and they Perfect. Get us scheduled out locally.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
You're
We're going to
so
chat
welcome.
A little bit more in a minute, but right now we want to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Superpatch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Superpatch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
You guys know how I love that Superpatch. I got an email from one of my caregivers the other day, and she said, I've been wearing the Liberty Patch for a couple of weeks now, and I am not afraid to take a shower anymore. Because she was afraid to take a shower because she was afraid she was going to fall in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And now she knows she won't fall, so it's great stuff. So, Becky, you have an event coming up?
We do. We're doing a free introductory session on Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. down at Most Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church in Gulfport.
Okay, and you'll email me that, and I'll put that information in the show.
Yep, you can go to our website and look under upcoming events
okay.
at stgiannacenter.com, and we'll get you signed up.
Great. We have Dr. Peter Ravens, the author of The 36-Hour Day.
Oh, great book.
He was on the show last week. He's absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. He will be at Bethel Lutheran Church on March 14th from 10:30 to 1, sponsored by Arden Courts, free lunch. I'm going to be there. A lot of people are going to be there. Come, because this man is brilliant, and he has a new book, Is It Alzheimer's? 101 Answers to Your Most Pressing Questions.
He's a great speaker.
Well, and I love the new book because it's not as dense. The 36-hour day is a little thick.
It's pretty intense, yeah.
This is nice. I like it. So yeah. Hopefully you can come. Everybody that comes gets a free book.
Ooh, good deal.
Yeah, nice. Attorney Sean Scott has some stuff going on. Today he's at the Largo Library at 2:30. Monday, March 11th, he's at the Seminole Library at 2 o'clock. So I just started a new thing on my website. I think it's just going clear now. You can go to events. It used to just be my stuff, but now it's going to be everybody's events. So if you have events you want to add to the calendar, you can go there, and with approval, we'll put it on there, because I'm not the only girl doing speaking engagements or support groups or whatever, and I want to have everybody's information on there. So if you're interested in doing that, let me know. Sage's Theater, educational shows, comical shows for seniors.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're fabulous. Mm-hmm. March 16th at St. Patrick's Church, March 23rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. I'm like, yes. Christine Hammacher, you are doing it.
Big time.
Yes. And then if you want to meet me, you can come April 10th to Arden Courts in Seminole, and I will be presenting From Hanging in There to Joyful and Grateful, because that's my stick.
Sign autographs?
Sign autographs, yeah, sure.
Of course she will.
So thanks so much for being here this week. I know how precious your time is and how much I appreciate you. Tune in next week for another great show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.